Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, receive this with open arms. You've presented your petition, you've cried out in need, and I have heard you clearly. The gavel has come down in your favor within the courts of my throne room. No matter the opposition or what stands in your way, know that my glory resides within you, upon you, and flows through you out to every need that you have. This identifies you as one of mine, even in the midst of the challenges that you're facing. Fear not. Don't be dismayed. The enemy wants to manipulate your emotions toward a negative expectation that will never come to pass. This is my word. Have you questioned if this escape from your current struggles aligns with my will? My answer is a resounding yes, for I provided in every situation a way of escape. There's no need for doubt or the thought that I've abandoned you. I hold no anger toward you, nor am I withholding blessings. My desire for you is highest heart's desire, greatest dream fulfilled to be realized. Don't let your actions or your decisions be dictated by the presumption that I'm not coming through for you, because nothing could be further from the truth. I walk before you, beside you, behind you, managing the unseen obstacles that you can't even anticipate. As Elijah saw a cloud the size of a man's hand, so too is an outpouring of my spirit approaching your life. It will be transformative. The sorrows and disappointments of the past are being set aside. Hear my voice as I declare over you, that'll be enough of that. No more delay, no more denial, no more will you feel like you're taking two steps forward and one step back. Remember the disciples rowing against the storm? When I stepped in their boat, they were instantly delivered to their destination, a feat they could not achieve on their own. The resistance against what you believe for will shatter as I flex my might on your behalf. The enemy is fleeing in retreat, not you. This is your time for a miraculous outcome, says the Father. A season of manifest rest, peace, glory, and increase has arrived. This is my heart's desire for you, and it has been my plan all along.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you